Of course, if you live in Brooklyn, New York, you always feel like you're on the leading edge of everything. And that's kind of an echo of what happened back in 1947 when Jackie Robinson became the first player in the majors, first and second baseman for the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's the subject of the movie 42. Robinson and his talent led those Brooklyn Dodgers to the 1955 World Series.
Robinson dashes for the plate. It's close, and umpire Summers calls him safe on the daring maneuver. And the fans will never forget the sight of Jackie Robinson preparing for the plate on his daring steal.
Call from the 55 series. In the end, talent spoke louder than racial hatred in baseball, and the outstanding black players who changed the majors forever racially also brought new life and new records to America's pastime. But it came at a cost to the Negro Leagues. With the doors to the majors open, the Black Stars left the Negro Leagues behind. Bob Motley is a former umpire for the Negro League from Kansas City, Missouri. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be on your show.
All right. Also with us is Ray Boo Boy Knox, a former player with the Negro League's Chicago American Giants. Ray, welcome.
Thank you.
So to both of you, what's the significance of that 42 moment when the door to the majors opened and all of a sudden a lot of players walked through that door? It changed the Negro Leagues forever, Ray?
Sure enough, it did. Yeah,
it was
good in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways it hurt us. You know, it kind of killed the Negro League. But we appreciated the guys that went to the major league.
Yeah, Bob, what was it like? Because some players knew they were going to get called, and some players knew they were probably over the hill for the majors. What did that feel like back then, Bob?
Well, you know, I was the chief umpire in that league at the same time Jack Robinson was playing. So I saw a lot of great ball players that I knew and thought that they had a chance to play in the major league, like Joe Black, Roy Campanella, Don Newcomer, Hilton Smith, and Satchel Paige. I was hoping that they will go to the major league. So that's the grandpapa of baseball was a major league.
Ray, did you expect to get a call? And where'd you get this name, Boo Boy?
I was with one team. They traded me to another one. And when I come back to play, they said, we're going to boo that boy when he get back there. But they wasn't booing because I could. They booed because I could play. So that's where I got that nickname from.
So you were Boo Boy because when you came to the plate, bad things were going to happen to the other team?
Right. You're exactly right. And it did, because I could play. Yes.
How was the style of the Negro Leagues different from the style of the majors, do you think, Ray?
Well, I don't think it was no whole lot of different, but it's just we didn't have a lot of things that they had, you know. That was one of the main things. But in the Negro League, it wasn't like in the majors. If you could play in the Negro League, everybody could play. That's just like we had six white men playing. I was with one, just one still living. I was with him yesterday. He's a very good friend of mine. So if you could play, you played in the Negro League. We had three ladies played in the Negro League. One of them still living. They had a thing for our last season up in Milwaukee at the stadium up there. So if you could play, I don't care what color you was, you played in the Negro League. You
That's
wasn't too young.
Story.
If you could play, you played.
Ray, with those white players in the Negro League, did they get to go to any restaurants and check into any hotels when you guys traveled and the black players had to remain in the blacks only locations?
Well, they could go, you know, but like in Chicago, a lot of times they caught kind of it got kind of rough with them because people would throw out things just because the way it happened to us, you know, in the major leagues. When we first started going to major leagues, we got thrown at and everything else, you know. But they liked it in the Negro League because they could play, you know, they could play.
That's anybody right.
Anybody in the Negro League, if they could play, they played ball.
It's all about the talent, that's for sure. So, Bob Motley, was the strike zone bigger in the Negro League or smaller?
They only have one strike zone, and it's still the same.
Yeah, that's what umpires always say.
Always will be. The strike zone is a strike zone. And they haven't changed over 100 years.
I love that, Bob. Bob Motley's a former umpire for the Negro League from Kansas City, Missouri. And Ray Booboy Knox, also with us, is a former player with the Negro League's Chicago American Giants. Have either of you seen this movie?
I saw it last night.
What'd you think, Bob?
It gave me cold chills. I thought it was unbelievable.
So
best movie. I don't normally go to no movie. That's the best movie I've seen in my whole entire life. Not because Jack Robinson, the way they put it on and the way the movie was. I really enjoyed that movie last night.
Well, that is some endorsement from Bob Motley there. Ray Booboy Knox, do you have a final thought on what happened in 1947 when Jackie Robinson changed everything in baseball?
No, I was just glad it happened. And he got in there because he was an educated man, you know. He couldn't only play ball. He had knowledge of things, and that's the reason he got in the major league. Hmm. A lot of people say right now he wasn't the best player and all this, but the man could play ball, and he was smart. He knowed how to take things and turn his head to things. There wasn't no, I fight you and all this. He got in there to play ball.
Amazing. Well, wisdom from two members of the Negro Leagues, which changed forever when Jackie Robinson changed baseball forever. Ray Booboy Knox, former player with the Negro Leagues, Chicago American Giants, and Bob Motley, former umpire from Kansas City, Missouri. Bob and Ray, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Yes,
thank you.
Sir.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.